So then, Troy, what were you doing in New York before you moved here? How were you making a living down there?
I worked in a advertising agency in New York, actually the biggest in the world at that point, J. Walter Thompson. And then 5 years, I was there for 10 years working this, then I went to BBDO. This was right, I graduated from Yale and thought it would be nice to take a year abroad and go ski. And my father had other ideas for me and said, "You've got to get a job by," I think he gave me the July 4th ultimatum, "or else no financial help from home." Well, we didn't have any money. I didn't have any money. Actually, I went to Montreal to apply for a job. I knew New York from my days at Yale and really had no interest in wanting to live there. So I went to Montreal, knowing a lot of people there too via a summer house in Canada, and applied for a job. And I got a job actually with J. Walter Thompson in Canada, but they sent me down to New York for a 6-week training program. And 10 years later, I was still in New York. So that was my, and I, the business was fun. It was a great time to be in New York. We got married halfway along my 10-year stretch there. After 5 years, we got married and had a nice apartment. And, and then we moved to the country to Darien, and that was nice. But was not really what I wanted, and I don't think it was what we wanted.
Was it this decision that you made to come up to Stowe or to move outside of Darien into the, you said you were looking at a number of ski resorts to go to a ski resort. What facilitated that decision? And was it a family decision? Was it a personal decision in terms of what you enjoy doing? Or was it that your kid, you had these kids, and what was it?
Well, I think commuting was really hard. I would leave in the dark and come home in the dark. And during the week was not much fun. The weekends were fun, but I mean, he was just gone.
Yeah.
And finally came home one day and he said, "I've had it. We're leaving. We're going to Vermont."
And as to my recollections of my business, I can remember at BBDO, which I went to 5 years after being in New York, and meeting, well, having the one of the B, one of the names of the one of the original BBDs or O's, I forget who it was even at this point, being wheeled around in a wheelchair. He'd always had a stroke and going, "Oh," to everybody. And I thought, boy, this is what I can get to if I really work hard. And then I'd ride home with my bosses on the train back to Connecticut. I didn't see much future in all of this. I mean, yes, you could end up making a lot of money, but I thought there were other things in this world that could be also important.